message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This special service this morning, and I know that the Almighty God that you have come to meet will meet with you specially in the name of Jesus. For many who are just coming here today after the new year, we want to wish you a happy, happy new year. And I know that this new year shall be a year of signs and wonders for you in Jesus' name. It will be a year you will never forget in Jesus' name. God's help and assistance will not be scarce in your life this year in Jesus' name. Again, we welcome you to this service this morning. I'll be teaching and preaching briefly by the help of the Holy Spirit. It's a special appreciation and declaration service. And I'll be preaching this morning on opening doors of signs and wonders. In this appreciation service, in this declaration service this morning, I'll be preaching on opening doors of signs and wonders. We are here for two things. One, to appreciate God. And secondly, to declare doors opened in our lives. Doors are very important in life and destiny. Doors represents access. Somebody say access. Somebody say access. Doors represent access. Doors represent breakthrough. When you say, the door has opened for that lady, the door has opened for that man, it means breakthrough. Doors represents progress and development. Somebody say progress. Somebody say development. As you are saying it, you are attracting it in Jesus' name. Doors represent progress and development. To experience shut doors is to experience closed destiny. To experience lack of doors is to experience lack of fulfillment. And all through the scriptures, doors were mentioned in the scriptures. All through the scriptures. In 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. For a great door effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. So God recognizes doors. Enemies recognizes doors. In Revelation chapter 3 verse 8. Revelation 3 verse 8. He said, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door. Somebody say open door. I know you. You need a door. And I have set that door before you. Today, I decree that a door is set before you in the name of Jesus. And that door will open suddenly in the name of Jesus. I know what you are looking for. I know what you are looking for, my daughter. You need a door. And I've set it before you. And there is no man born of a woman or born through cesarean section or born through natural delivery can stop that door. There are different kinds of doors. There's breakthrough door. There's financial breakthrough door. There's academic, like that, my daughter. 9 years of looking for admission. I didn't think my own was long until I saw her this morning. I used to think it took me long to get admission until I heard of 9 years. 9 years! 9 years! 9 years! There's academic breakthrough door. There is marital breakthrough door. Marital breakthrough door. There is international connection and overseas door. That will be open for somebody here today. There is job and appointment door. That my son that got a federal government job resumed on Friday. We spoke yesterday and was telling me of how wonderful it is, how awesome it is, how beautiful it is to be received and to be eaten out of Nigerian money. There is There is conception door. There is a door of conception. Look at Anna. That was what she had. The Bible says, and as she got back, she stopped crying. She stopped weeping. And God remembered her. That's like saying God opened a door for her. Suddenly, this month and this year, my God will open a door for you. There is door of favor. There is door of career. There is door of utterance. As a minister, you need door of utterance. Colossians chapter 4 verse 3. Colossians chapter 4 verse 3. Apostle Paul was asked, ah, guys, we need a door of utterance. Colossians 4 verse 3. Where we are praying also for us, that God should open unto us a door of utterance. So when you speak loud. Nobody in the congregation or outside can padlock your mouth, can padlock your voice. I've heard of instances where ministers are preaching and people lock their voice. The door of utterance. You speak with boldness anywhere because of it. A door will open to you today. And today, by God's grace, I will be showing you two major things that opens your door. Two things that can open your door anytime. The first is appreciation. Appreciation. In Psalm 29 verse 2, the Bible says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Every man and woman that knows how to appreciate God never depreciates. Listen, appreciation brings elevation. Appreciation brings celebration. Appreciation brings jubilation. Appreciation brings acceleration. Those that appreciate God never suffer depreciation. You can't be appreciating God. You can't be a genuine member of this commission and be appreciating God the way we are appreciating God, and your life is going down. Impossible. Impossible. It can't happen that you are appreciating God. One of the major things that we used to know Impact House members is praise. They praise God. You know, when you see some people from the other side, when you see them and they pray very well, there's a mark in front of their head like this. Hello. Have you seen it a few times? There is a mark like this in front of their head. Either small boy, male or female, you will see that mark there. That is, the head is always touching the ground with stones and with sand, anywhere they pray. They are the only set of people that I see that they can pray anywhere. As long as they can quickly wash the hand and pray. One of the major things that will make us to know that you are a candidate for open doors is your appreciation. Your appreciation. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. The Bible says, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That is, in every situation. In every area. In every circumstance. Whatever it you are going through. Whatever it is. No matter how tough things are. God said, there's something I still require from you. Thank me. There's something I need from you. Appreciate me. And then I will open your doors. Somebody is here today. God will open your doors. I say somebody is here today. God will open your doors. When you form the habit of always thanking God, God formed the habit of always opening doors for you. When your habit is a habit of always thanking God, God is in the habit of always opening doors for you. Listen to me, friends. Mark it. As you thank God this year, strange doors that has never opened before will open suddenly in the name of Jesus. It will open for you suddenly in the name of Jesus. It will open for you suddenly in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Doors are never shut against those that know how to thank God. No. When you see somebody whose door is shut permanently, their praise frequency is on the lowest end. Because you know what? Praise is work. It's a lot of work. It's very comfortable. It's very easy to just do like this. and people are praising God, you're just doing like you're just feeling cool. But to praise God is work, is real work. You praise God to a level your body is doing cram, 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 cram. Sweat comes out of your body. As sweat comes out of your body today, sweat will come into your life. As sweat comes out of your body today, sweat comes to your life. Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen? And because this is also a fasting period, I'll be showing you something very important, as the second key that brings about an open door. And I'll be spending more time on this second key to launch us into the realm of prayers this morning. The second key to open doors is declaration using the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. It's okay. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Oh, Jesus, what a wonder you are. The name of Jesus is powerful. The name of Jesus is God's gift to us. It's a gift to us. In Philippians chapter 2 verse 9. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9. The Bible speaking to us about the name of Jesus. He said, wherefore God had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. God highly anointed him and gave him a name. And that name is superior to every other. And when he gave him that name, he gave us that name. God gave him a superior name. He gave us that name to use. God gave Jesus that name as a gift. In turn, he gave it to us as a gift. In Mark 16, 17 and 18. Mark 16, 17 and 18. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will even lay their hands on the sick. The sick will recover. So the name of Jesus is a tool in our hands. It's a tool in our hands. Every time you declare the name of Jesus in faith, you are provoking signs and wonders. Every time you stand on the name of Jesus, wonders must happen. Now quickly this morning, what is in the name of Jesus?
The name of Jesus is greater and higher than all names. It is not an ordinary name. It's the name that's full of power and grace.
What is in the name of Jesus? Number one is authority. What's the authority? Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 that I read earlier. We add verse 10 to it. Philippians 2, 9 and 10. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things underneath the earth. The name of Jesus carries power. Anywhere the name of Jesus is mentioned, anyone, anybody, male or female, witches or wizard, powers, whoever they are, they must bow to him. Listen, there was a guy in the book of Acts chapter 3 verse 7 and 8. Acts 3 verse 7 and 8. Bible says this man was lame from his mother's womb. One day Peter was about to enter into the temple. Acts 3 verse 7 and 8. It actually started from verse 1. He wanted to enter into the temple. And they saw the guy. The guy was lame. He said, guy, don't look at me like this, servant of God. I need something from you. He said, forget it. I don't have what you need. He said, silver and gold I don't have. What I have is more powerful than silver and gold. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Somebody say authority. Authority. This name carries power. It's not a name you just mess up with. You mess up with the name, it messes you up. It's not just any rubbish name. Go show me that verse 7 and 8 now. Acts chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Now, start from verse 6. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Peter said, silver and gold I don't have. Money I don't have. I might not have so much money in my pocket. He said, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He picked him up. And the man that has never walked before, he was lame from his mother's womb. He has been in that situation from it. He was born lame. He started walking on the spot. Today, what was not working in your life will begin to walk on the spot. There will be an on the spot miracle in your life today. There will be an on the spot miracle in your business today. There will be an on the spot miracle in your destiny today. Can I hear you say big amen? The name of Jesus is a name that carries authority. Listen to me. Anywhere you are in the world, use this name, it will work for you. He doesn't know borders. The name of Jesus doesn't know borders. He doesn't care about borders. Anywhere in the world you are, you say, in the name of Jesus, it must work. Number two, what does the name of Jesus carry? It carries safety. Someone say safety. It's Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The Bible said the name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are saved. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. It's a tower of protection. You are boarding the flight. In Jesus' name, I'm going to get there safely. You are getting into a bus. In the name of Jesus, this bus is covered with the blood of Jesus. Jesus, drive this car yourself. You are going to sleep at night. You are hearing gunshots. You say, in the name of Jesus, no evil person can come near this house. One day, armed robbers came near our house, robbed all the houses around us. By the time we woke up the following morning, they came to knock our gate. They said, we hope they didn't get here. I said, who? They said, those people that went to all the houses here. I said, no, they didn't get here. I didn't even know that anything happened. The name of Jesus is for safety. And that name will keep you and your children safe today. You can't carry the name of Jesus and be experiencing havoc. No. You can't carry the name of, you can't travel with the name of Jesus and from the car end of hospital bed with crutches. No. 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 In Isaiah 54 verse 17. Isaiah 54 verse 17. The Bible says, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against thee in judgment, you will condemn. You condemn them in the name of Jesus. You have a tool in your hands. It's a pity those on the other side know how to use their tools. If you want to fight with somebody who is on the other side, you see them, they will just bring something out from their pocket like this. They'll be running like this. If I use this thing to hit you like this, you'll be like this. And then you say some powerless Christians say, hey, don't worry. You have a better tool. You have a better tool. I've told you before the story. While I was in school, we went for a vigil. 3 days marathon fasting. And after the third night, I was going home in the night alone. Other brethren have gone to their various hostels. It was in a town. And they're doing some masquerade stuff. And I didn't know that they said people should not go out that night. So I was just going home. And as I saw them from afar off, they were shouting like, thank their God, their small God, that they have seen somebody, they will chop off his head today. So their trumpet started increasing. And they started dancing, and started coming near me. And I looked at them, I was waiting for just one of them to just start and give me a dirty slap. At least two of his teeth must jump out. They were just looking at me like this. Like Mugu, stick Mugu. Safety. The name of Jesus carries you carry power. You carry power. You carry power. When you not only pastors carry power, you carry power. You carry power. You can, when your children are going to hostel, going to school, lay your hands upon them. In the name of Jesus, as you go, my son, my daughter, you are going in peace, you are returning in peace. must return back in peace. When they are distributing rubbish food, they cannot have power over him. According to Mark 16, 17 and 18, the name of Jesus carries safety. And today, I declare your family safe all throughout this 2019 in Jesus' name. Number three, what is in the name of Jesus? Number one is what? Number two, number three is answered prayers. I know he answers prayers. I know he answers prayers. The God I serve answers prayers. Only Jesus answers. In John 14 verse 14, you will see the name of Jesus answering prayers there. John 14, 14. The name of Jesus is a tool for the answering of your prayers. Devil can't resist it. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Is all your prayers are answerable. Someone say answerable. Everything can be answered, and they will be answered now. I said they will be answered now. I said they will be answered now. Your supplication shall receive heaven's intervention. It's everything you are longing for. I've got it, man. I can do it for you, man. I can make it happen for you. If you ask anything in my name, this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he answered us. He answered us. Anything according to his will, he answered us. It's a new day for somebody here today. Mark it. Every prayer you'll be praying in this fast, these signs and wonders fast, shall turn to a testimony for you. Every single thing you will lift your voice to ask from God, God will supply all your needs in the name of Jesus. He will supply all your needs in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear a better amen. I'd like to hear a better amen. Prayers are easily answered when we pray with the name of Jesus. Signs and wonders follow those who use the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is not just something you use to just end prayer alone. People have turned it into just an acronym that they use to end a prayer. As I'm going now, Father, bless me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yes. It has become like a useless tool. No. You must know what you carry for it to add value to your life. When a general has those rank on his shoulders, he knows he's a general. Hello. He knows he's a general. Even if he's wearing the uniform, if he's going and recruits see him, he must salute him. If the recruit is inside uniform and he's inside mufti, and the recruit is like, ah, this is a general, sir. Ah, this is a general. He either prostrate or he will celebrate. He must do one of the two. He must greet him with respect. Devil will begin to greet you with respect today. When devil is looking for houses to go to, or children to hurt, or families to give problem to, when he gets near your house, he will say, ah, this one, this house, the last time I came there, I know what I went through. Blade all over. Blade all over. I can't stay here. I can't come here. Oga, next time you want to send somebody to that house, please look for somebody, not me. The last time you sent me, I had problem there. This is how it will happen to you in the name of Jesus. When they send them to your house, they will reject it. When they send them to cause problem for you, they will reject that assignment. I said they will reject that assignment. The next time they send the devil to trouble you, they will reject that assignment. Those that troubled us yesterday, they are regretting it today. You trouble us, you pay heavily. You pay. If that person is not careful, you pay with your life. And that also is for every member of this commission. Ordinary, your hair of your body cannot be touched. No. No. Ordinary hair of your body like this cannot be, including your children. They try to pay with their life. Anyone that has vowed that your teeth will not be coming out in smiling, God will make laughter scanty in their family. God will make laughter to be scanty in their family. I don't have a problem. Anybody that wish you well, you should be well with them. Anybody that wish you well, you should be well with them. But those that wish you evil, what they wish for you, let it come upon them. Those that wish you evil, let that evil come upon them. Those that are praying that it won't be better for you, it not go better for them. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? Number four, what is the name of Jesus? It handles problem. The name of Jesus handles problem. In Luke 10:17. Luke 10:17. The Bible says, even the devils, they were bound to the children, to the disciples through the name of Jesus. Luke 10:17. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. When huge problem collide with the name of Jesus, its head go break. It's like jamming rock. Big problem, when it collides with Jesus in your life, wah! His head will scatter. That is how the head of your adversary will scatter today in the name of Jesus. The head of your adversary will scatter today in the name of Jesus. There's a young lady that was pregnant, and every time she's pregnant, after 4 or 5 months, a force will come with the head, like the head of a person that has a funny shape, will hit her head in the dream. Just like that, my daughter had a dream and had deliverance by God and by God alone. That lady, every time she gets pregnant, the enemy will come with the head and hit her stomach. And by the time she wakes up in the morning, blood will be flowing. So when she got to know about the name of Jesus, she prayed very well with the name of Jesus and went to sleep. And when she slept, that person came after she got pregnant again. That person came again and rock was placed in front of her. And when the person was coming, the eyes was also blindfolded. She didn't see very well. Her head jammed the rock. Wah! And the lady woke up and started thanking God. By the following day, she heard that somebody very, very close to her that she knows very well died. And they've never seen that kind of death before. The head just scattered. Just scatter, 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 scatter. That's the nothing hit her head. She's just in her room. The head just scattered. African remote control. It's what here. Whereby people, Igbo people are using their brain to do big things. Like computers. Like new cars. Like new phones. What's the latest phone now? iPhone. XI. They are using your brain to do sort of nice things. WhatsApp. Production of different kind of things. Black people, which is bad things they are using their brain for. Somebody will be in his house and he's alone there, and somebody will just walk inside the room, bam, 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 and give the person a dirty slap. Wah! I say, I'm alone here now. difficult problems need difficult situations and difficult tools. The name of Jesus is the tool that handles all these difficult things. The 70 turned with joy, and even the devils were subject to Luke 10:17. The devils were subject to them because they used the name of Jesus. As you use the name of Jesus today, devils will be subject to you. Forces ganging up against your shop, those people around your shop that are blowing things, that are drawing your customers away, those forces shall bow to you today. Powers that make them to reject you whenever you go to the embassy. You go to this embassy, they say no. You go to another embassy, you say no. You go to another embassy, you say no. How come they hate you in every embassy? That power be terminated today in the name of Jesus. That power that makes you unstable on a job, you never spend good years on any job. You are in one job, they send you home. You are going to another job, they send you home. You go to another job, they send you home. That power be terminated today in the name of Jesus. One of the things we look at when we are recruiting people is their level of stability on a job. You can't be in a job 6 months, another job 3 months, another job. Just we're going up in a space of 3 years, you have done more than 12 jobs. What is the problem? That's instability. That means they are pursuing you. Somebody say enough is enough. Somebody say enough is enough. Number five, where we stop this morning on what the name of Jesus can handle. And this was very hot. This one is very, very hot. The name of Jesus handles death. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Dead Death is one thing that most people are scared of. Hey, when they hear death, hey, death, death, death. The name of Jesus handles death. For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through the death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. The name of Jesus destroyed the power of death and delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. The death, the fear of death is a bondage to many people. To travel is a problem. Some, to even sleep at night is a problem, because somebody told them somewhere that on so-so date they will die. One of my daughters that was here before has graduated about 2 or 3 years ago now. Somebody, she was just going somewhere, somebody told her that she's going, I think from the house, they sent a message that a prophet somewhere says she's going to die on so-so date. So she came to me and I went to God. She came to me, I went to God. I said, God, this lady must not die. She must not die. You will not die but live to declare the glory of God. It's in the scriptures. In the book of Psalm 118, you cannot die. How can you die? On the day that she was supposed to die, she didn't die. So the following day, she phoned me and said, hello, sir, I didn't die. I just phoned the person that said I'm going to die, that I'm still alive. I didn't die. See, when people give you prophecy, you know, I told you at the workers' meeting this morning, don't allow anybody to dupe you. Hello? Don't allow anybody to dupe. Don't allow anyone to use scary prophecy to dupe you, please. What I'm telling you now is what is valid. Anything that is negative is not your portion. Death is not your portion. Sickness is not your portion. Burying of your children is not your portion. Going out and not coming in is not your portion. Not getting married is not your portion. I mean, that's what I know. That's what I heard. And I hear God. I tell you that I hear God. Anybody that tells you anything, tell them, my pastor said it is a lie. It's a lie. It can happen. All those that have told that 2020, you know, people start using 2020 to eat now. 2020. Yeah, 2020, a special year. Say 2020. Please, come and do this. Forget it. If you have so much money, go and donate it to the motherless babies. Give your money to any fake person that will be telling you that you are going to die. I say you will not die. I say you will not die. I say you will not die. Your children will not die. Your husband will not die. Your parents will not die. Those that are helping you, they will not die. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Friends, the name of Jesus carries power. Silence is death. When the Spirit of God, when the Spirit shall come against them, when it shall come against them like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against them. When that force of the wicked will come against you, you raise a standard. That standard is the name of Jesus. I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you, Savior. Savior. I have confidence in you anytime, any day. I have confidence in you, Jehovah, Jesus, Jesus. I have confidence in you, Jesus, Jesus. I have confidence in you. We don't have confidence in anything. You've heard me so many times that I would rather die than to put my hands in anything that is antichrist. I would rather die than to put my hands in evil. No, but there is a weapon that we use called the name of Jesus. It's a weapon that carries power. No devil can resist it. No force can resist it. Mama Lao, Baba Lao, Uncle Lao, Cousin Lao, Neighbor Lao, Business Partner Lao. Nobody can resist the name of Jesus. And today, those resisting your progress, in the name of Jesus, they be struck down in the name of Jesus. Powers that are making you unable to complete the projects you have started, that power be silenced today in Jesus' name. I decree speed to every project you are doing now. I decree speed to every project you are doing now. I decree speed to every project you are doing now. There is going to be open heavens that will bring about the release of resources. mark it between now and the, this month ending, multiple alerts entering your accounts. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, multiple testimony is coming from your family. The days of your scratching the ground is over. The days of your business not working is over. The days of your children falling sick every now and then is over. The days of your getting into trouble is over. The days of spending money on drugs is over. The days of evil and bad dreams is over. That said, the day is over in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say a big amen? As I conclude, that name will be used this morning. And I tell you this under God and before God whom I stand, it will work for you. I say it will work for you. I say it will work for you. There is a condition that can make the name of Jesus not work in the life of a person. That rod that worked in the hands of Elijah and Elisha could not work in the hand of Gehazi because of iniquity. You are here this morning. You are saying to me, Pastor, I want to use this name. I want to pray this morning. I'm charged. I want to pray. But I want to settle some things with God. I want God to have mercy on me. I cannot appear before God and be praying and using the name of Jesus when I've not asked Him for mercy. You are here this morning, beloved.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.